The last thing that we touched on yesterday was the fact that a person should get up early to do Hashem's will. A lot of times a person will, so if they get up at 5, they don't have a sleep, you know, so they'll toss and turn, watch TV, whatever. So no, actually use that opportunity to get up before, because still it's still dark out. So you're getting up before dawn to worship Hashem. We said that this hut shel hesed, this string of hesed, of charity, of kindness, is connected to you all day long. And just like we said yesterday, just think, if you had an appointment, you'd be up and ready to go. You'd be in Palmdale 15 minutes ahead of time. So this is how you should be for the Beit Knesset. And this only shows from Hashem's how much you love Hashem. He continues here with the Otelim. He says, he's talking now with regards to Torah. He says, Lamadnu, we learn, kol mishugrea ota had min ha-Torah. Anybody that deducts or is missing one letter from the Torah, or adds a Torah, a letter to the Torah, he is someone is like who is a mishaker, who is lying in God's Torah. Meaning to say, from here you learn how much you have to be very careful before you you read the Torah. And that's why also they have somebody always, a somech, one guy or another side. Why? Just in case, you know, because sometimes I find myself sometimes adding a hey or a vav, so, and that's why I have somebody next to me, so no, you know, go back, because because once you've done that, you've changed the entire Torah. Okay, so he says how much you have to be careful, you know, to always look and to always go over it, so you don't make any mistakes. Say, so continues here. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashrei Chelko Shemishlecha B'Hayav La'asot Mishkanu Be'etz Yisrael. Says, how worthy is that person who is able to live in Eretz Yisrael? A lot of times you see, say, you know, you say, wait a second, look at this guy is in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they're not religious, or maybe, you know, look at this, the success. Where does it come from? You know, they're not tzaddikim. Yes, they are tzaddikim. You know why? Because every minute that he walks in Eretz Yisrael, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, he perhaps went to the army. He protected Am Yisrael. He there's so many connections of things that you do in Eretz Yisrael that you don't even know it. It's a schut just there. So, and we touched on this a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, a lot of these older people, okay, so they lived in Chutz La'aretz, they lived outside, but they at one point, they moved to Eretz Yisrael so they can die over there, okay? As opposed to the guy who dies here and says, oh yeah, ship me over there. He says, no, that's not, that's the land. Yeah, that's not the land, that's what it says. Ashra mishu zachar l'itkasher b'chayav b'eretz kedusha. He was connected to the Holy Land, okay? V'mishu zachar sh'tetzeh, and how worthy is also the person who was worthy that his soul left his body in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, and because he dies in Eretz Yisrael, his sins are forgiven. And he is connected under the Shechina to the wings of Shechina, and he brings here for Rav Amnuna. I think he came from Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and they say, "Why are you coming here now? You know, at your older age." He says, listen, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm going to bring the picadon. I was holding on to something for somebody. Now I'm giving him his something. Meaning to say, my neshama, I got from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael so I can give it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Baal HaBayit. So he says, you see from here how much you have to be to how much schut, what a big schut it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, and what a big schut is also to talk favorably about Eretz Yisrael. A lot of times I run into some Israelis, you know, that talk trash about, no, I don't care about the taxes or government, none of that stuff. Don't talk trash about Eretz Yisrael. You have no idea what you're messing with. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, you know, it's hard, and sometimes you have to find to be melamed zchut on, you know, sometimes you see a guy who's wayward, you know? He's whatever, we can call him many names. No, you have to be careful, even with him. Why? Because he's the son of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful with Hashem's kids and Hashem's land, because that's the land he chose of all lands. It's a big zchut.